Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. What concerns Timmins James Bay MP Charlie Angus more than a threat against him from supporters of the Freedom Rally convoy headed to Ottawa is the warning from parliamentary security that members' offices and families are potential targets.
For the vast majority of people who are supporting the convoy, peaceful protests, great, do your thing. Parliament has seen 1,000 million protests over the years, but I have never seen a situation where House security are worried about threats against the elected representatives of the people of this country.
Angus has instructed his staff to stay focused on the positive work they do. He also pledges to keep working regardless of how many trucks converge on the Hill tomorrow. With that cross-Canada truck convoy motoring towards Ottawa, the Speaker of the House of Commons says Parliament Hill is well protected. Nipissing Temiskaming MP Anthony Rota says part of his role as Speaker is security on the Hill.
I would just want to assure Canadians that the Hill is being well protected. I've had talks and briefings from security on the Hill and the Ottawa region on how things are being protected.
Rota says the truckers, like all Canadians, have the right to peacefully protest. However, he's concerned about what he calls a small fringe group and some talk of violence.
And we're starting to think now of working with people that have not yet aged out, maybe they're in grade 10 or grade 11, to start that support network a little bit sooner.
Timmins' first Sikh temple, or Gurdwara, officially opened on Cedar Street South today. Managing member Balbir Singh notes that the first members of the faith who came to the city did it to attend college.
So the students came from India.
He says this is a better place to live than Toronto or Brampton, which have large Sikh populations. He says the temple answers their desire to stay here and attend Gurdwara at least weekly. A conservative estimate of the Sikh population of Timmins is 2,500. There are two Northern College students who were basically adopted by the college, and its president is hopeful of expanding it to 20 across all its campuses. Students who fit the criteria are in the foster care system or have aged out of it. The program, spearheaded by the Child Welfare Political Action Committee, supplies direct support and pays tuition, food, and housing. Northern President Audrey Penner says it's difficult to gauge the need because the data isn't clear, so the college is working with several community agencies.
And we're starting to think now of working with people that have not yet aged out, maybe they're in grade 10 or grade 11, to start that support network a little bit sooner.
Penner remarks that foster children sometimes don't believe in themselves. Having someone who does believe in them can make all the difference in the world. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.